Simon & Schuster Audio presents Sanctuary by Karen Lix, read by Rebecca Ross. It drifts, but not aimlessly. With purpose, it drifts. The signal is prime, and it drifts. Onward, it drifts. The call comes. The harvesters awaken. The harvest is ripe. The signal is ready. Slowly, they unfurl in their tanks, their sinews finding purchase in the flesh. They rise, they wait, and they drift. 1. My parents would kill me if they caught me reading manga at 1 a.m, but I was too keyed up to sleep. I hunched over my tablet, trying to lose myself in the world of Robo Mecha Dream Girl 5. Usually, I couldn't wait for the latest issue and devoured it in a matter of minutes, only going back later to take it all in and absorb everything I'd missed. Tonight, though, I'd read the same page 5 times already, and I still didn't know what was happening. Yumiko, Robo Mecha Dream Girl herself, was in some sort of breeding facility. What were they breeding? Why? I had no idea. Yet another thing my parents had managed to mess up with their little announcement. 5 hours ago, I thought things were going pretty well. A well-paying part-time job, citizenship in one of the most powerful corporations in the solar system, a family that functioned in its own comfortable routine. And then over dinner came those magic words, "Honey, we need to talk." I'd turned to Robomecha Dream Girl 5's midnight release to distract me, but it wasn't doing the trick. I cleared my tablet's screen. No point trying to read this right now. I had a shift in the morning anyway, and I needed to... The shrill of the alarm shot me straight out of my chair. My head smashed against the overhead shelf, and my tablet flew across the room. It shut down in protest, leaving me in a sea of flashing red and blaring alarms. I thumbed the wall controls and jammed my feet into my boots. The lights came up, revealing I had them on the wrong feet. Swearing, I swapped them and tugged at the laces.
"Kenzie!"
Dad's voice boomed from outside. "Coming!" I shouted. I took a second to scrape my curls out of my face and into a ponytail before I slid the door aside. Dad waited, his hair disheveled. He frowned at the reflective surface of the comm device embedded in his wrist. "I know," I said, barreling past him. Wasn't it enough that I was never late for a shift? Okay, fine. I was late for
Sample complete. Ready to continue?